Okay, we're breaking it all down and getting you ready for the big, big weekend in college football. Joining us is James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider, and from KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma, does an outstanding job. And before we break all everything down in terms of with the Sooners, how much is the pressure building for Oklahoma to win a national championship?
Well, I think it's always prevalent, and I think Bob has felt it. And I think, you know, remember, you know, and again, you know, Bob is just one of those coaches that's cut out, you know, the fans from going to practices and things, and he doesn't deal with fans much on a personal basis, and you know, and so he's kind of buttonholed the program, so fans don't really feel close to the program anymore, so they're a little more agitated when you haven't won a national title since 2000. Now, he's been consistently good. I mean, he's actually has the best winning percentage since he's been at Oklahoma, I think, of any other coach in the country. Well, he certainly, you know, I believe that's correct, and so the fact that he consistently wins kind of keeps him off the angry block, let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't stay as agitated with him. You know, but the last 3 or 4 years, the Big 12 has gotten more competitive, and Oklahoma has only won once in a Big 12 championship in the last 4 or 5 years. So he's still winning games, and he, like last year, he tied for the conference championship, or, you know, and I mean, he didn't win the conference championship, and he goes to the Sugar Bowl, but they still went to a big game. All right, so that's been something that appeases Sooner fans. But, yeah, I think they're ready to win again. But he's ready to win again. He talks about it all the time. He says, you don't think I walk by the photographs of Bud Wilkinson and Barry Switzer and realize what company I'm in? And I realize what, in my own record or my own tenure here, we've fallen a little short because both of those coaches won 3 national championships. He goes, you don't think I don't know that? Mm. And so he's just being realistic. I mean, he's just being honest. Yeah, he knows it. And, yeah, they're ready to win again. Are the natives restless? Not necessarily. You know, but this year's team has great expectations, E., and if they don't win this year, I think you'll hear about it at the end of the year.
Well, certainly very big expectations on the quarterback, Trevor Knight, and he has provided some clarity with the position and solidified that. Do you think he will live up to those expectations? Because he really was something special in the Sugar Bowl last year with that MVP performance.
I don't know if he'll play Sugar Bowl good or not. Mm-hmm. I think he'll play close to it and at times reach that. I don't think he's going to have those terrible games that he had when he first started at quarterback his freshman year. First, he's a year older. He's had all that bowl prep. You saw what that brought him in the Sugar Bowl. Now he's had all the spring. He's had all the summer. He's gone to the Manning camp. He's done so many things. He's just a lot better player. The last scrimmage, the last open practice, we did get to go to that as a media, and he looked great. I mean, he looked right on, spot on, checked down to receivers, did a good job of getting in and out of plays, getting plays on the sideline, looked like a confident, experienced quarterback. And only has 1 year out of his under his belt, but that's still a lot sometimes in the growth of a quarterback. He's really, really good, and I think he's going to have a great year. If he doesn't have a great year and he struggles again, then I think OU struggles. If he gets hurt, I think OU struggles. Their backup quarterback has never taken a snap, so that's one of the priorities, to get Cody Thomas on the field early in the year so he gets a few reps. But as long as Trevor stays upright, and he's got a great offensive line in front of him, as long as he can stay on the field, I think he's going to be really good.
James, you're such a great evaluator of talent. Do you believe, though, that he can perform at that level consistently? Because obviously we were, you know, so encouraged by his phenomenal performance under pressure when the lights were the brightest last year in the Sugar Bowl.
I can tell you for a fact that the coaches, almost to a man, said the way he played in the Sugar Bowl was more like how he practiced and won the job over Blake Bell that year than how he played at the start of the year. In other words, when he didn't fire and he didn't play well early, they were puzzled. But they also realized, and Bob has talked about this a lot lately, that when he struggled early, the team struggled early. The line didn't block as well, the wide receivers didn't get open as well, and a lot of different things went wrong. Remember, the offense just didn't fire a lot early, even though Blake won a big game on the road at Notre Dame. You know, they had a big defensive play in that game from Corey Nelson, and, you know, they had some other things happen. So the offense really didn't gel until probably the Kansas State game. OU would have been very competitive in the Baylor game if they would have had any offense whatsoever, and they tried to play both quarterbacks there. And And by Josh Heupel's own admission, that was a terrible game plan, and it just didn't work out.
Great way to kick off tonight's show with James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider, right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. James, you stay cool and enjoy the game Saturday night, and we will, I promise, talk to you again real soon.
Hey, it's probably only going to be 100 degrees. I'll give it a shot.
You'll be sweating while you sit in the shade, babe.
Absolutely.
All right, much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.